The DUP MP Sammy Wilson has said the UDA now have control of the Castlemara estate. A degree of control is what he said. The police are saying someone's going to be killed. There's a real potential for that. Let's speak to Ryan Henderson, the district commander who covers the Castlemara area. How bad is this, Ryan? Good morning.
Morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me on. Stephen, I wasn't privy to all the discussions on the show earlier, but I certainly picked up some of the more recent ones. And I think it's really important I say, first of all, that the PSNI, as the district commander, we have no tolerance for paramilitarism or the crimes that they commit in Castlemara or the Glenfield estates around. There's no place for it, and the PSNI will not tolerate it.
Well, let's just deal with that. Let's just deal with that, and then we'll move on to the other specific issues. You say you have no tolerance for paramilitaries in the area. Sammy Wilson has said most people know who the leaders are. Do you? And have you arrested any leaders of the UDA?
Well, Stephen, as was reported yesterday, we have made a number of arrests within the Castlemara estate and the Glenfield estate linked into the South East Antrim UDA. And a number of people have been charged. And I can understand when people hear the mention of the word mediation yesterday, that needs a bit more explanation why that was mentioned. And if you'll allow me, I want to talk a bit more about that so I can put it into context, quite clearly linked into this feud that we've been dealing with now for a number of months within the estate. So, Stephen, since really the end of June within Castlemara, we've been dealing with what is best described as a feud on the one hand between some members of South East Antrim UDA and another group within the Castlemara estate. It's been very clear from the start that there is a real intent for those two groups to get at one another. And since then, we have had a very significant policing operation in the estate to manage that, deal with that, try and deal with that very serious risk that was within there. Part of that has been the arrest and search operations, the proactive work on information and intelligence that we can gather in relation to those involved. But the other has been a very sort of visible policing presence in the estate. And of course, there's consequences to that. One of those is the cost. We talked about that yesterday, around £1.6 million spent so far in having that really big, heavy police presence in the area. But the second cost, I suppose, is to the local community there in Castlemara and Glenfield. And I heard a lady on just before chatting. And the type of policing that we have in there is not the type of policing that people want to see, because it is a police presence of Land Rovers. We're doing stops and searches. We're doing checkpoints. It's a very proactive.
This has been going on for 5 months, correct?
Yeah. Yes. And Stephen, I suppose our information and what we see in terms of incidents happening is that it has had an impact. It has reduced the here and now risk from that.
But here's what I don't understand. Maybe you can help me. So if any, Let's take a situation. Let's imagine a situation where...
I'd prefer if I could talk about the sort of real and present situation.
Well, I'm going to give you...
I want to get to the bit about why we've called for mediation.
We can give you lots of time this morning, so that's not a problem. But I want to talk to you about a real situation that is in the majority of law-abiding citizens' minds this morning. And that is that if they drive down a bus lane, they'll get done. If they speed, they'll get done by the police. If they're out at a Christmas party and they pee up against a wall, they'll probably get done by the police. How come these people in the Castlemara estate have been able to get a stronghold and continue with their thuggery for 5 months? How has it taken that long for you to do something about it?
Well, Stephen, what I've been saying to you is that we have been doing a lot in that estate. And our heavy presence within the estate, pretty much 24 hours a day, has had an effect on keeping those two groups apart.
Why haven't they been arrested and taken out before now?
Well, Stephen, we are evidence-led, of course. You'll know that. That's what we'll say when we come on repeatedly on the show. And where the evidence goes, we follow without fear or favour. There's no soft-soaping. There's no trying, tolerating these people.
Well, they must have been doing something over the last 5 months for you to need that presence on the ground, and you've never seen it before now to arrest people.
Well, Stephen, we have made arrests, as we said. We've done 45 searches. We've made 27 arrests, and there's 10 charges. And we've covered everything ranging from firearms to other weapons that people might use, etc. So we have been taking action where there's evidence and information to take action. But also we've been trying to prevent, and that's why we've been in there in that way. The reason we asked for others to help in mediation is that we don't believe the intent of these two groups to get at one another has changed over that time. We think that has maintained. Now, we will remain. We're absolutely committed to Castlemara and Glenfield. But the consequences of it are that the community are seeing a type of policing that is, in many ways, not the type of policing they want. It's not normal policing. This isn't a normal bit of a normal thing.
Who would be in on this mediation? Who would be sitting in this mediation chat? Who would be in on it?
In all honesty, Stephen, that's why we made the call. It's anyone that will have influence. Now, of course, people have been doing that. It's not as if, as the PSNI, we're obliged to try and reduce that risk. And many people would say to me, sure, why don't you just leave them to it? We can't do that with the police. You know, we think people are wanting to do each other harm. It's our job to try and stop
Sammy Wilson has said this softly, softly mediation approach is wrong.
Well, Stephen, the PSNI have to encourage anything that can help to reduce what we see as a serious risk out there. We're doing the tough policing, we're doing the arrests, we're doing the searches.
What type of other thugs and gangsters do you allow to mediate?
Stephen, what I'm saying is that somehow these two groups need to see sense. They still
take them off the streets. Don't give them a chance to mediate. Don't let them talk.
Stephen, we are following, as I said, the evidence. Where there is evidence of crime, where we have information around crime, we act upon it. I've said to you on a couple of occasions already the numbers of searches, etc., which are disruptive when we've got information.
Who do you want to be in the mediation?
Well, that's why we put that call out yesterday, Stephen. There are a lot of people within Carrickfergus, or people in Carrickfergus, we think, that can have a positive influence on these groups.
And who would they be?
I mean, the community, because let me tell you, the community are saying, the people on this morning and what I'm hearing, you know, people are sick to death of seeing us in there and the way that we are in there all of the time, because it's not normal for what is a really, you know, what is a good estate with really good people in it.
Do you mean that members of the UDA should be among those who mediate?
Stephen, what I'm saying is I want people to influence those that are involved in this feud. And when I say mediation, I mean somehow those two groups need to see sense and need to stop doing what they're
but
doing.
But one of the groups is the UDA.
Yes, one of those groups involved is the South East Antrim UDA.
So you're calling for the UDA to mediate?
No, we're calling upon them to see sense, is what I'm saying, Stephen. And it's right that the police do that.
Calling for the UDA to mediate?
No, Stephen, I'm calling on those people involved in this feud.
But you've just told me the UDA is involved in the feud.
Yes, and I'm saying to them, I want them and the other parties involved to see sense, to come to a situation where the kind of machismo, this sense of that they have to be seen to deal with somebody else, there's just no place for that.
But that's
the mindset.
But is this not part of the problem, that you're giving the UDA and asking them to see sense, you're giving them a status, you're giving them a degree of authority, and you're giving them a place in our society for a senior officer like you to ask them to see sense and ask them to mediate. You would not say that about any other type of thug. You would not say to a drug dealer, sorry, is there any chance of getting involved in a mediation session? You would not say that to a murderer. But you are saying to these people who are not supposed to have a place in our society that you want them to mediate. Sammy Wilson says it's a softly, softly approach and it needs to stop.
Stephen, what I'm saying is that we have had a really, really strong policing presence in the estate. We have been following the evidence and arresting people. We will not tolerate crime and crimes that are happening within there. What I'm saying is that has been effective in stopping them getting at one another, but their intention seems to continue. There are consequences to that, one of which is, of course, the cost that we were asked about yesterday and talked about.
Sammy Wilson says the UDA has control of the Castlemara estate. Is that correct?
Stephen, the second, if you'll be kind enough, let me finish. The second is that the community are type of policing that is not normal. And the community are calling on that to change. They want to get their lives back to normal, and we are doing our best to support them in doing that. And we will continue to arrest people who are committing crimes. Of course we will.
Sammy Wilson says the UDA has a degree of control of the Castlemara estate. Is that true?
There's no doubt, and we've said it before, and I've said it before, that the South East Antrim UDA, they prey on the vulnerable, and they prey on vulnerable spaces.
The question is, do you agree that they have control of the estate?
They have influence in the estate, that when we...
The question is, have they control?
Well, I don't think, Stephen, they have control of the estate, because when you talk to people within the estate, there was a lady on earlier, it's a good estate, there are really good people live within it. There is, however, we know we get anecdote rather than evidence about some young people getting involved with those groups, and that's a massive concern
give us a sense.
Access to those vulnerable,
In that context, and you're a district commander for the area, and we appreciate your time today. Just give us a sense of UDA activity in the area, not just this feud. Is the UDA dealing drugs in the area?
Well, Stephen, we amongst the searches that we have done, we have recovered drugs. So we believe that the UDA are involved with drug dealing within the area, and we make it our... Every day I think about Castlemara and Glenfield Estate and how we can stop activity within there, and that's why we put our police presence in there. And absolutely, we do think that there's drug dealing within there. And one of the big challenges is turning sort of information into evidence, etc., and we always need more information within it.
So you believe the UDA is behind drug dealing in the area? Do you believe the UDA is behind extortion in the area of businesses?
We get very, there's very little direct reporting to us of that. So you can imagine we don't get businesses ringing up to say that, they've had these issues. But again, anecdotally, when we talk to people, we hear that there is that information on, that activity has happened, albeit no direct evidence of it. This is the kind of thing that it shows to a degree where that sort of influence in the shadows that they can have.
Do you believe, Superintendent, this is really helpful, do you believe that the UDA is actively recruiting young people in the area?
I can't comment to say that I know that for sure, Stephen. If you were to, allow some people to on the show from Castlemara to talk, they give you a greater insight to
You're the district commander. What's your sense? Do you think they're recruiting, or do you think the recruitment has stopped?
Well, Stephen, I know that, and I can't say for certain to you that people are being recruited in to the UDA, but what I can tell you is that what I would hear from some of the local politicians, some of the local people, that there are young people getting dragged into to that group. The numbers I don't know, but one or two...
That sounds like recruitment to me.
But one or two is too many. One or two is too many, and that is all of our challenge, because they prey on and they live amongst the shadows of vulnerability.
So what you've just said there is they are actively recruiting. You're being told by politicians they're actively recruiting.
Stephen, I'm saying, and there's no secret in this, when you talk to people within the Castlemara estate, you will hear them say their concerns about young people being dragged into or involved in that group.
So therefore,
that's my concern as well.
Okay, so here's a question. What level of intelligence... How feeble is the intelligence of the PSNI in that area if local people know people are being recruited and you don't?
No, Stephen, clearly can't talk about intelligence in a public forum like this, but we're very present within the estate. You only have to go down, you can see just how much policing is going on within there. We are getting, I've told you that we have conducted 45 searches over the past couple of months, made a number of arrests. Much of that is intelligence and information based. So we do get plenty of information within there to act upon.
And finally, we know that the police has submitted a funding proposal as part of the action plan that the executive office has. The PSNI submitted a funding proposal to create an additional dedicated investigative capacity to tackle criminality linked to paramilitary groups. This is what it says in the action plan. That action plan was published in July, so we're now 5 months into that. Have you got all the money you've asked for?
Stephen, I don't have. I'm speaking to you as the district commander, specifically for Carrick Ferguson or for Mid and East Antrim area. So I can't really talk to you around the detail of Fresh Start and how those monies are being spent and whether that's all through as yet. So I wouldn't want to give you information that I don't have to hand in relation to
that. Have you got the resources you need?
I do, Stephen. I'm really well supported in that if you were to go into Castlemara this evening, for example, you would see that not only are there my own resources in the area, there are resources, specialist resources from outside. So, you know, we have been very well supported in that. I have, there's plenty of policing in the area, so I'm content around the resourcing.
But the police say they need money to create additional dedicated investigative capacity. Could you not do that?
Oh, yeah, no, Stephen, absolutely. And I was saying to you that, you know, we're good in terms of feet in the ground. We have good feet in the ground. But, you know, this is long, hard work trying to take down, in essence, what is operating as a criminal gang. And that takes good investigation. It takes specialist resources. And I know that's all being brought to bear. Fresh Start proposals will really help with that, because we have to buy community space. That's part of the police's job, and this is clearing the ground to allow other things to happen.
And by the way, the executive, young people. The executive office telling us that they have given the police some money. What we're asking this morning, and we'll see if we can get you an answer to this question later in the day, or indeed on Monday when we come back, the funding proposal that the PSNI has submitted, we're 5 months now into that, has the executive office delivered the full funding within that proposal, or what percentage of it have they delivered? They're telling us that money has been given to the police. How much, and how much is the police still waiting for? Final question, Commander. Do you know who the leader of the UDA is in your area?
Stephen, I'm obviously not going to start talking about individuals and naming individuals.
I'm not asking you to name them. Do you know who that person is?
Stephen, having information and having evidence are two different things.
My question is, do you know who the UDA leader is?
Stephen, we have a good, and I have a good understanding of who is involved in some of these groups.
Not my question. Do you know who the leader of the UDA is in your area?
And Stephen, I am working every day to try and stop those groups and their criminal activity.
Are you going to duck the question, Commander?
No, I'm not.
Do you know who the leader of the UDA is in your area?
Stephen, I'm not ducking the question if you let me finish. And that includes dealing with the leadership of these grey groups that live in the shadows. And yes, I have a good understanding of who is involved with those groups, including in the leadership.
Ron Henderson, thank you very much indeed.